Hello?
Hello?
Good morning, Ed. This is Dan Savage.
Hey, Dan Savage. Ed Riley.
How are you, sir?
Good. Yourself?
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah. You get the kid off to college again?
Yeah. Well, actually, the one's home this fall, but she's going back to DU in the winter break or winter quarter. So, yeah, she's taking a semester abroad of sorts at home. So, but no, things are fine.
Good.
And with you?
Oh, there you go.
This is Tim Cudd.
Hey, Tim. Ed Riley.
Hello, Ed. How are you?
Good. And Dan Savage is on.
Dan. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan.
Dan's on our scientific advisory board, as you know.
Very good.
Someone else sign on?
Laurie.
Hey, Laurie. How are you?
I'm good.
What's new in Washington?
We're getting a little rain for a change.
Well, I guess that's good.
It is good. We haven't had any in over a month.
We didn't hear back from Ken. Is Ken going to be on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. How are you?
Okay. Getting ready to go to Atlanta.
Atlanta for what?
The very last meeting of the National Task Force before it expires.
Is it really going down the tubes?
It's really going down the tubes. October 24th is the last day.
Wow.
They're going to have a conference call on that day because it's the last day that they can do that.
And there's no chance it's going to be reappropriated or authorized?
No, it's gone.
Well, what can I?
Do you think that's bad or good?
I think it's irrelevant.
Yeah, I think it was all along, but that's another story.
Hey, a million here, a million there, what the hell?
Yep.
All right, someone else joined us?
Zandy Aronson.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, Fong is here.
Hey, Fong. Andy, oh. I got your letter today, Andy.
Good.
Hello, hi.
Hi.
Hi, it's Faye, hi.
Hey, Faye.
Hey.
How are you?
Doing good, doing all right.
Okay, who else are we expecting?
Okay.
Susan Mayer here?
I'm here.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Jim West cannot make it.
Okay. What country is he in now?
He's taking Judy to you.
Oh, okay.
Hello. This is Jennifer.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
All right.
Are you here or home?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. And let's see, I think we're just waiting for Michael and Kathy Sulik.
Okay.
And I'm assuming, Andy, that Craig is not going to be on, right?
I think that's the case, yes.
And Charlie Goodlett will not be on.
Yeah, no, I got Charlie's thing. Hello?
Hi, Ed. This is Kathy.
Kathy? How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Good. You home in Minnesota?
I am in Minnesota. I just got off of the beltway going around Minneapolis heading south. So, anyway.
Well, the only person we're waiting for is Michael, and he said he was going to be on.
Okay.
And I'd like to just wait another minute or two for him. I'm not sure. This call shouldn't take all that long today.
Okay.
Susan, I'm assuming that these have all been sent out to council and that they're going to be meeting next week.
Yes.
And there's Michael. Michael, was that you?
How are you?
Good. Yourself?
I'm well, thank you.
You're back in your house?
Not yet.
Okay.
Later, this week maybe.
All right. Well, everyone's here, so we can go through and have like a roll call. Myself, Ed Riley, Michael Charnas, Andy Aronson. Michael's the scientific director. Andy's from the informatics corps. Feng Zhao has a project. Jennifer Thomas is in the administrative corps and has an exploratory basic science project. Kathy Sulik has an R01. Tim Cudd has an R01. Dan Savage is here from the Science Advisory Board. Fay Calhoun from the Science Advisory Board. Ken Warren, Lori Foden, and Susan Mayer are here representing NIAAA in various capacities. So that's who's on the call. Jim West, the other member of the Science Advisory Board, couldn't make it today, and Charlie Goodlett couldn't make it, but I think we have pretty good representation. It's my understanding that the applications are at Council, and they're meeting next week. And after that, hopefully the funding notices will go out. And Susan, do you have any idea what the start dates are going to be?
October 1st, or the end of September.
Okay. So they're not going to backdate them to September 1?
No.
Okay.
But you still can apply. You still can cover any expenses for the previous 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pre-award costs.
Yeah, right. Pre-award costs up to 90 days.
Yeah.
And then I am assuming that after the awards are made, if people do have funds left over, that they can then request those carryover funds.
Yes.
Any current project.
If a current project that was, renewed.
Right.
Yeah.
You're going to need your financial status report to be completed.
Right. But they're just requested the same as any other carryover would be requested, I'm assuming. You know. The one basic science project, I'm assuming that all of the projects, the people on the phone, the projects, we assume that Council will approve them. The one project that was not put forward for funding, I guess, is the Keith Miller project. And so Keith will no longer, I guess, be a member of CIFSD unless he can get independent funding and then come back in. So the basic science group is going to be having its own conference calls independent of the clinical research projects, and then occasionally we'll have joint calls. But I guess what we need to do is to try to find a good time to have these calls. So I have to introduce Bill Vandervelde, who is the new administrative assistant on the CFAS.
Hi.
Most of you have gotten Jill's emails and emails and emails, and she worked very hard on putting together the reverse site visit and the hotels and things. Jill has done some work on the neurobehavioral core in the past and recently accepted a full-time position to assist in CFAS and the neurobehavioral project. So he's very efficient and will be taking care of lots of things for us. But so she's going to be sending out a request of what week would be good in the month and what days of the week and what times. And she's discovered this program that people can put in times that they're available, and then the program kind of sorts out and comes up with the best time. So you'll be getting an email from her about that. But are there any dates of the week that are absolutely impossible for people to make?
Wednesday.
Everyone can make Monday.
Monday.
Everyone can make Tuesday.
Monday is a general rule, you mean?
Yes, as a general rule. I mean, or is Monday, or you're in clinic or something else? Or
Monday afternoon I'm in clinic.
Okay, so we'll eliminate Monday afternoon on the East Coast. Tuesdays?
Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm not available from 10:30 to 12:30.
Okay, and Charlie has the same problem Tuesdays. He teaches.
Yeah.
Wednesdays?
Wednesdays, I'm not available, Ed.
Okay. That's Dan Savage.
That's my. I put all my meetings on Wednesday when I can.
Okay.
I'm a chair for fall.
Pardon?
Wednesday afternoon usually is my other meeting day.
Okay, so we'll eliminate Wednesdays. Thursday.
Good. Thursday morning. Well, my schedule is usually full anyway, so I think I'll let Laura speak for me about the best time. But Thursday morning, I have a lot of meetings that I chair.
Okay.
Right. And Thursday, right. I'm teaching again.
And teaching is true for Charlie and Jennifer. All right, so Friday?
Friday later in the afternoon. Usually I'm booked until 4.
All right, well, that's all right. So late afternoon, you're not available?
That's when I become available.
After 4 o'clock. All right, so after 1 o'clock here.
I mean, in general, for me, after 4:30 works some days and not others, but it's the safest time for me.
Okay. So do you have enough information now that you can do the doodle thing?
Yeah,
this is Tim. Middle of November through the first week of December, I teach every morning.
Okay.
It might be useful to do this by email just because there are going to be enough vagaries of people's schedules that to take advantage of the software, it would be good to plug the whole thing in, and then we'll know what's possible, difficult, and impossible.
Yeah. All right. So Jill will be sending that out. And then the other thing that we have to try to do is determine when we want to have a meeting and where that meeting should be. So when do you think it would be most opportune? Normally we would meet in December or January. And Michael, when do you think that we should get all the basic science people together?
I would think January. If we're going to take advantage of RSA, which is in June, we don't want it too close to June.
Right. That's the other thing is whether we wanted to meet up with RSA. People are complaining that it now gets so long. But I think we can deal with that in our January meeting. All right, so why don't we're going to do the same thing for January. If there are weeks that we know people can't make it, then she's going to email that out. So we'll try to find a good time in January. Now, where's the best place to meet? Washington, D.C. for the basic science projects? This is not an overlapping meeting with the clinical group, so we don't have to worry about that.
Right. So we're going to have one overlapping meeting, though, aren't we?
Yeah, the one that will be in the summer is the overlapping meeting.
And that's the RSA one.
If we do it at RSA or at around the same time as that.
Okay. So my suggestion for January is that we pick a place that is either a hub or very easy to fly to, since the weather in January can make travel so unpredictable.
All right.
So I'd say Washington, yes, and Indianapolis, no, but Chicago or Atlanta or one of those places would be fine also.
I think it's best to go ahead and still put it here. Given TK's interest in this, it'd probably be a good idea.
All right. So we will try to do it in the Washington area.
If you give us, once there's a date, we can try to get the facility right here.
Okay. So we could do it there and just do like the DoubleTree or one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Hotels right near you guys. All right, so we'll try that, and Jill will send out an email about the dates. I'm assuming that these conference calls will go on once a month, and then there's going to be the specialized conference calls that, you know, we have to identify the specialized groups. Right now there's the, you know, brain behavior group, and then the facial imaging brain behavior group, and we will be. Are there any specialized groups that members of the basic science core want to have or want me to propose to the clinical side of this consortium?
I would think that we can figure that out in January. We're small enough that we could probably just start a basic science group, and then when we begin our meetings, we'll get a sense of whether there's a logical cleavage point within the group.
Okay. I'm sure that the clinical group will probably come up with some today that they want to start calling and meeting about right away. And we'll send out an email about what those groups are, and then again try to find a reasonable time so that anyone who wants to participate from the basic science projects can get in on those specialized conference calls. And if you ever want to have a conference call amongst yourselves, you know, we have this conference call facility now, and we can make it available to anyone who wants to use it for the consortium business. So if Tim, Charlie, and Fung want to get together and have a call, they can certainly do that.
That's nice.
Okay.
Is the other issue that has come up is, are there needs for the basic science group for the informatics core? In the past, basically, people have been maintaining their own data and not using databases designed and done by the informatics core. Do you see that as needing to change, or that these databases can just be uploaded in and they can be archived at the informatics core at some time in the future?
Right. I see no need for change.
All right. Anyone see any reason that... And the reason I bring it up is that the informatics core is going to be fairly busy once again with the behavioral and the alcohol database.
Is there going to be any need, Kathy, to have the imaging in order to make any kind of comparisons with the clinical data?
Well, I think that initially we can archive our stuff. Making those comparisons is going to be a little ways down the road, and I think that for now, I guess leaving things the way they are is a good idea, but with the idea that this is an open and moving process, and maybe 6 months or a year from now we'll want to start doing things differently.
I agree. I think that when down the road, when there are more data, such as for facial comparison between mouse and human or brain structure comparisons, there will be a point that one wanted to compare and cross analyze the data. I think that probably was down the road, probably not in the first year, but later on when we have more data, I can see that will come in.
Okay. I just don't want to overburden the informatics core with trying to create data dictionaries and things like that for projects that will be 2 years or a year and a half down the road before the data are ready to go up to them.
Andy, can I comment?
Sure.
So we actually wrote out support for anything but the clinical projects from our proposal because we looked at what was being asked from the clinical projects and it would use all of our time for all 5 years. I hope that proves to be too conservative and we do have time to help with some of the things you're talking about, but I would expect that it would be measured in multiple years in the future before we'd be able to get to it.
Yeah, and I think in many respects when I say that I think data might be archived in any number of forms, and I think that wouldn't be hard. I think it's the data dictionaries and setting up the databases. That's very time-consuming. I don't see that happening right away. And in doing this comparison studies, I think trying to use exactly the same databases is a possibility. So that, you know, it's not going to require adding whole new data dictionaries and things like that. But I think that's something we're going to have to discuss down the road. But you're right about informatics primary, all of the funding was requested to support the clinical type projects. Is there any...
Ed, it probably is a question that should be revisited at the January meeting of the Basic Science Group, and when I think we'll have more time to actually look at the data sets and begin to see how they might use the informatics core. So.
Dan, as a member of the Science Advisory Board, what information do you need that would help you out? Copies of the projects?
Yeah, I think so, because I think I was furnished a copy of the application, but the ones that were funded and any changes that have been made in light of either reviews of the applications, I haven't seen summary statements for the individual projects. Just to, I think those are the two pieces of information at this point, just to get started.
All right.
Yeah, that would help me too.
All right. Yeah, you were next to be pulled on that. The all of the projects will be placed onto the website, the website, as you know, is www.cifsd.org. And then if you go to the thing that's Principal Investigators, the username is CIAFSD, the password's Consortium, I believe. And we will be updating the website in the next few weeks, and Jennifer's going to be handling that along with the web people. And the projects will be posted on there so that everyone can see what everyone else has proposed. I don't have copies of the summary sheet, or the summary statement, so I can't post those. And that's maybe something that we just would want to put together and then submit to the Science Advisory Board. So if people can download the PDF of their summary statement and then email it to Jill, she can then make copies and then distribute them, those copies to the Science Advisory Board. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay. Is there anything that the Administrative Corps can do to assist these projects right now? Anybody need anything, or is there anything that we can do to help you out? Then the only other thing I really have to ask is if people could go to the website and then email us any additions, changes. It has to be updated because the change in projects, the change in locations, et cetera. So if people could just go look at it and give it a quick glance through the main pages and then through the PI part, if there's any additions you want on there, any deletions, let me know. And Jennifer wants to kind of put little short bios of people. Mm-hmm. So we may be soliciting those and then put on some pictures that we take at the annual meetings. But that was about the only other thing that we had for right now. Any other issues that need to be discussed?
I do want to add, this is Andy again, that if it turns out that more informatics support is needed than what we have time for, given our current funding and other funding, findable, then you know, our group would be happy to expand to do that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. We know we can count on you, Andy.
Okay.
This is Faye Calhoun. I think this will happen over time, but I think if we're going to meet in Washington in January, it would be nice to have the cross projects, the interaction between the clinical and basic projects, featured or highlighted in some way. I think groups will probably form, but to have that and to have the plans for that in the kind of shape that can be shared with TK, for example.
All right. At that January meeting, it's not clear whether that will be a joint meeting. It's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be one where just the basic science people come together.
Right, it's okay, but they can refer to the clinical projects that they are going to interact with.
With, oh, yeah.
And what their goals are, their joint goals would be.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that we're going to need from everybody is we typically put together those progress reports, the large one for the January meeting. And so people, again, will have to submit a progress report that we'll put together and then distribute to everybody who has any relationship with the as a PI or on the advisory board to CIFSD. But other than that, I think we've gone through what we needed to do, and we'll put together and try to find a good time for this conference call on a monthly basis. And unless there's any other additional stuff, anything from NIAAA we need to worry about?
Not that I know of. Susan, are you aware of anything?
Nope.
We're doing well then, huh? We're going to start making tremendous progress.
Yeah, that's right. We expect to have, let's say, if the awards come on September 30th, the last day is September 28th, because I think we're 29th. 30th is a Sunday, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Am I correct? Okay.
Yes.
So 28th is the days that everything would come out. So we hope you'll have some exciting results by October 1st.
I know we will. So.
Yeah, first press conference will be on October 2nd.
That may be my resignation. All righty. Well, if there's anything the administrative corps can do to assist your project, please let me know. And you'll be getting lots of emails from Jill. And we'll set this up, and we'll try to start in October with a regular conference call and start planning the meeting for January. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
And thanks, Ed.
Have a great day and a good weekend. Oh, well, it's not the weekend yet. God, I'm just crazy.
Always looking ahead.
I'm crazy these days. No, I leave. I'm going to the Ukraine on Friday, and I'm not looking forward to it.
This is part of our. Is this part of the CFAS project there?
This is the neonatal assessment. Are going to be set up there this week. Every Ken, Tina, Claire Coles, Andy Hull are all going. And so we're going to be setting up the infant heart rate assessment project and the neonatal ultra and the prenatal ultrasound. Yep. So so that should be. This terrorism stuff's got me a little concerned. You know.
Well, it's only September 11th. I mean, I don't know.
I know it's a bad day. All righty. Well, thank you very much, and take care. And we will be in touch.
Okay, and have fun in Rivet.
Rivne, yes. There's no hotel in Rivne. You know that.
No, I didn't know that. So where do you stay?
Well, there's one hotel, but you have to sleep in the hospital.
Okay.
Well, this is not the the.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. All righty.
Take care.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.